So let's do that again. Hey, everybody, it's Stacey Nelson. Thanks for being here this morning on this call for Impasse, which, you know, I gotta say, I am a little nervous, like to the point where I actually got the call time wrong in my own brain. I was here half an hour ago thinking, nobody's here. Where is everybody? And then I realized that the time was wrong and that I'd carved out that extra time in my day to just kind of settle in and breathe and meditate and feel into this call. Because in so many ways, and you know, I've talked about this in the emails and everything in so many ways, I don't feel like I'm, you know, that this is my area of expertise. And yet I know that I've lived a life as an empath. I know what I've experienced, and I know that others are experiencing that same thing. You know, that overwhelming emotion that hits us, or even the physical symptoms that hit us that aren't ours. And we don't always know how to manage it correctly, or we're managing it in ways that are actually exacerbating the issue rather than making it better for ourselves. And over the last month or two, you know, I mean, if I look back at really most of my clients have empathic skills, but really in the last month or two, like I've seen how it really affects us. And while I use, you know, my empathic skills in my coaching, it was very interesting to see that really reflected back to me in the conversations I was having, to the point where in the last couple of weeks, like I have literally had calls that have been strictly about what an empath is. And it's something that I've been working on with my spiritual coach as well, and really gaining some beautiful insights and some beautiful things that have helped me tremendously to shift some of the pain that we feel, you know, and for some of us, it's like a global pain. Something happens halfway around the world and we feel it. We feel the emotions. And for some of us, it's like, you know, somebody mentions they have a headache and bam, it's in your head. And you have this horrible headache for days that you don't know how to get rid of. And for some of us, it's just something that we're just now starting to notice, that we notice, you know, when other people are experiencing something. For those of you who are coaches, because I have a lot of coaches on the call, not all of you are coaches, I understand that. But a lot of times when we're working with our clients, we'll say something and we'll feel it in our body, what's happening in theirs, you know, that tightening around the heart, the tightening around the throat. My friend Karen Davis calls it ornithological. I always say it wrong, but it's a very specific type of coaching where you actually feel people with your body and what's happening with them, and working through the energy that way. So I really don't know how long this is going to be. We might be done in half an hour. This might go for the whole hour. I do have you all muted right now, but at some point, you know, I'm hoping that I'll open it up for any comments or questions that you'd like to add. Probably in the end, and I'll give you instructions how to do that later. So if you're making noise in the background right now, it's totally okay. We can't hear you. So everyone, if you could just do me a favor and take a deep breath. And really focus in on this moment. You know, some of you have really come a far way in learning to manage your skills as an empath. And I appreciate you being here open to seeing what other pieces you can add to the puzzle. And for some of you, it's very early on in your recognition of what's going on. And I honor you for exploring and digging in deeper. You know, and I'll just start with me. You know, I know that I've been an empath my entire life. And you know, the idea of entering into a room full of people was so overwhelming. I remember, you know, going to psychic fairs and oh my heck, the energy in those rooms was enough to make me want to just break down and cry. You know, the vibration of everything and all of this noise, you know, for me, I can hear it and feel it, and all of this noise would go through my head. So I learned at a very early age to completely wrap myself out and block it out. And in that way, you know, my skills as an empath were really shoved down deep and sort of buried in this box. What I didn't realize, and this is something that we'll go into as our time together here passes, what I didn't realize is that you can never, ever really stop being an empath. It's really something that we're born with. It's something that we've come over with. And yeah, it can all be developed and grown, but it is something that is natural to you. It is a natural state for you. So, you know, as a kid, even though I was really wrapping myself up, trying to protect myself all the time, what I was really doing was I was denying a piece of myself that I really couldn't dismiss, that it was impossible to dismiss. And it caused a lot of other reverberations in my spiritual development. You know, by really denying that this piece of myself, it meant that everything that I tried to do, you know, as I grew up, and as I, you know, started to really dive into the self-development, especially in like my 30s, and yeah, I'm 43 now, so in my 30s, you know, I really started to dive in deeper to my self-development, and I kept trying all of this stuff, and learning and trying and learning and trying, and, you know, what's my purpose, and you know, all of the self-help that I'm sure that, you know, many of you have gone through. And none of it was really working until I realized that it was because I had suppressed these pieces of myself that I was, you know, just born with for my entire life. And that I'd built this protection system around myself that helped me not feel and not admit. It was like I was trying to develop myself and get a full grand scheme of the world when I had blinders on. And even when I recognized that I was an empath, I still had those blinders on that I had created as a child. You know, because that was my coping mechanism, was to shut it down. It's a lot. It's a lot as a child to feel that much energy, and shutting it down is a natural progression. So it really wasn't, you know, my development as a person, as a greater spiritual being, really didn't start clicking until I realized how much I had built this safety mechanism into who I am. It is safer not to really dive into that, you know, empathic side of myself, because one, it's not accepted in the world to know what the other person is thinking, feeling, experiencing, and two, it is really scary to think, experience, and feel what other people are feeling, especially when, you know, I mean, true empath, it's like there's no division between what's theirs and what's yours. You know, it's just all energy, and it's all feeling, and it's all emotion. And, you know, that also created a lot of identity crisis in myself, as far as, you know, I would walk into a room and I would sort of become whatever was going on in that room without even trying. It was like, you know, I always referred to it as my chameleon self. Well, what I hadn't realized is that I was that chameleon self because I was an empath, because I couldn't help but be whatever was in the room, because there is no division between mine and yours, and mine and theirs, and whatever else is going on in the room. So I'm sure that there are pieces in there that you guys are seeing in yourself. And that's sort of why I think I've been called to do this, is because we've all experienced very similar things. You know, just, and I'll tell you, just the other day, and this is, you know, I'm going to be as vulnerable and real with you guys as I can. Just the other day, you know, I woke up and I was so depressed. Like, just, my life was going nowhere. I felt like crying. I felt like not getting out of bed. And it was full-blown depression, which was very interesting to me because that is not an emotion that I go to naturally. I don't go to depression as my first response to anything. And I didn't really have any idea why I felt so depressed, why I woke up in such a, you know, such a state. But recently, you know, my daughter has moved home, and she's 20, and she is pregnant and about to have a baby. And so, and her first emotion, by the way, that she goes to is depression. She goes into a depressive state. That's how she processes. And I realized in that moment, like, oh, shit. So I'm not picking up on, this is not my depression, this is hers. And in that recognition, I was able to be like, okay, now I can let it pass through me because it's not mine. And that's something that as a child I could not have done. And even as a young adult, I could not have done. I could not really tell the difference between what was mine and what was other people's. And so the range of emotions that I would go through in any given day really were dependent upon the range of emotions of the people that were around me or even not around me, people that I was connected to at a deep level. And it still happens to this day. You know, I think that's just who we are. So let's go into what being an empath really means. And I tell you right now, sometimes I will use the word empathy, but that's incorrect. Because empathy really is, you know, that you can empathize with someone. You can sort of see, you know, kind of recognize the emotions that are experiencing by, that are being experienced by others and be like, oh, I feel for you, or I feel with you. But that's not what being an empath is. So if I use the word empathy, I apologize. I really want us to concentrate on what empathic skills are and being an empath are, because it's deeper. So an empath, Here's who we are without having to develop any of it. An empath is somebody who is an energetic sponge who attracts energy without even trying. In fact, we cannot repel energy. It just naturally comes into us. And here's what happens. Energy that is all around us, and let's not judge it good or bad right now. Let's just recognize that all emotions and all energy are just in this one giant stream. And we sit there and we are like, you know, these sponges with holes through us, and the energy just flows right in. And we can't avoid it. It's like being a sponge being put in water. We cannot avoid absorbing it. And the more we resist it, the more it causes distress in ourselves. And so what our role is on this planet and in this physical form is our role is to literally allow this energy to come into us. And then here's where it gets really cool, and here's where our real skills come into play. We naturally translate what that energy means to whoever it was attached to, including our own, and we are allowed to, and we have the skills to translate it and transmute it, which means that we can turn it into anything. So we can take that energy that says to us, this is depression, and we can totally change it into, now this is uplifting. And so in that way, we're sort of like cleaners, where we can literally clean the energy and create whatever vibration that we want to out of it. It also means that we can downplay it too. that we can make it heavier or lighter. We can make it darker or lighter, which is using lighter twice, but in different ways. But that's what we do. And we can take the pain and we can take it out of, you know, the energetic pain, and we can take it and turn it into not pain. It's you know, at this really cool level where all emotions that are felt in the world can go through us and can be literally made awesome. So the role of the empath is we are literally like, I don't want to say janitors, but we're literally like that, where we can go out and into the world, and we can walk into a room that is filled with anxiety, and we can start radiating and reflecting it right back to people, not as anxiety, but as hope. And that's also, you know, as amazing as that sounds, it's also a huge responsibility. And it's a lot to manage, because we can actually deplete ourselves if we're not doing it correctly. And if we're in a state of resistance, or if we're in a state of force. And because that is our natural state to do, we also have to make sure that we don't take it on as a responsibility, but as just a natural place of flow. So one of the things, you know, that I want to dive into is how we have learned to manage that, and how we can learn to manage it differently. And I can only teach by, you know, really going back into what's worked for me and what I've, and the work that I've done with my coach and really over a lifetime of experimentation. You know, it's really funny, because a lot of people who are born empathic don't know that they are, but it's like, they're the people that the second they walk in the door from being somewhere, being at work or being around a lot of people, they hop in the shower and they scrub it off, because they feel like they got to scrub off all the energy that attached to them that day. All of the energy that they absorb naturally is stuck in them, on them, because they don't know how to help it flow in and out. And the water helps kind of wash that away. It's like an energetic cleanse. So the energy has, you know, so many different ways of coming in, and as an empath, you're naturally attracting it. It's really funny, and I know that somebody referred to this on one of the streams, to the slime, you know, to the heaviness. And I used to always think that, like, oh my God, that energy is so heavy, I just don't want to absorb it. And it was like slimy, and I just wanted to protect myself from it and, like, wash it off and, you know, wrap myself in bubble wrap. But the really funny thing is if you have already felt it as icky, it has already entered your system because you've already translated it. And if you're wrapping up your protection at that point, guess what you're doing? You're trapping it inside of your body and inside of your walls. You're not getting rid of it. You're actually trapping it. And in the very act of protecting yourself from it, you're actually doing the opposite. You're actually making sure that you hold on to that. And when you try to repel it, that also attracts it more. I remember, actually not too long ago, it was maybe 6 months ago or so, I was at a live event. And there was a guy, he was a shaman, and he had everyone in the room, 50 people in the room, who were, by the way, most of them are really great energy workers, and they all stood up and they started doing this thing where he was moving the energy around. And he wasn't actually guiding or holding the energy. It was just like he was creating this chaos of energy. And for me, because it was the very thing I had been really, you know, working at opening my heart, and especially for this event, like I opened wide up. I opened my heart as wide as it could go so I could really receive the lessons that I needed to learn that week, that weekend. And all this energy chaos started to flow around me, and I swear to God, I almost threw up right there in my chair. And it was like my entire impulse was like I had tears in my eyes, and I had to get the hell out of that room. And I'm like, okay, I won't leave the room. I'll go to the back because there's something here that if I'm having this fierce physical reaction, there's something here that I need to do. And so I literally went to the back of the room, and I huddled by the wall, and I was right next to a table that had a big tablecloth on it. And it took every ounce of resolve to not, like, crawl under that table and hide from all of that energy. Like, I just wanted away from all of that energy. And in that, by doing that, I was so ungrounded all the way for like the next 24 hours. Like, I didn't remember which way to go for my room. I couldn't find anything. Like, I was so absolutely scattered that I don't think I really even remembered my name. Because in my panic of like, holy cow, this is a lot of energy, I shut down and I trapped it all inside of me. And that's sort of how, you know, I'd always managed my empathic skills. It's like you feel it and like you shut it down, like, oh, I don't want this. And it's how many of us manage this. It's like, oh, I don't want this. Oh, I got this headache from my friend and I don't want this. Oh my gosh, this pain in my back must be belonging to this other person and I don't want it. And I'm going to shut down from that energy flow and I'm going to trap it inside. And here's what changed me completely is that that's the opposite of what we need to do. And that as empaths, because we are always attracting the energy, always energy is coming into us, always, always, the only way that we can manage it in a beneficial way, in a way that feeds us and expands us, is to open up. And instead of trapping it by not wanting it, we need to recognize it and let it pass through us. Recognize it and say, huh, I wonder whose this is, and I wonder if I need it. And if I don't need it and if it doesn't serve me, then I say, is this something that needs to be changed by me, or is this something I need to give back to them so they can change it? You know, sometimes I'll take on someone's physical pain. And for the most part, you know, I mean, I could put Reiki into it, or I can, you know, I could change it into something else and send it back to them if they ask. I remember this one time, this was several years ago, where, you know, my friend asked me to do healing on her as a remote healing, and I took in this back pain and I tried to get, you know, I sent it energy and love, and I did all of this stuff, but the back pain just stayed with me. And I was not allowed, no matter what I did, it was like I just couldn't change it. And that was the time that I really learned that I'm not really responsible for changing everyone's energy, even though, you know, that's part of who we are as a janitor. We can clean it. We also have to recognize where it's just not our responsibility. And that's, you know, the second drain. So the first drain is really trying to block it out. And the second drain is trying to change it when somebody really needs it. But there's a lesson in that person's back pain that they need to do and they need to release that I'm not responsible for. What I'm really responsible for is cleaning it out of my own system, not claiming it as mine, not claiming it as my responsibility, not claiming it as anything because it's just part of that flow. The thing that we get backwards as impasse is claiming the responsibility and trying to block it out. So if you guys can get those two things from this call, then, I mean, I've done what I was called to do. So how do you open up to this? You know, I'm going to tell you, it's a learned skill, and it's something that you have to practice daily, moment to moment. But if you really want to grow as a person that you're meant to be on this planet, then that is like the most amazing thing that you can do, is to be able to learn how to use your empathicness. I almost said empathy. Oops. How to use your empathicness to really light the way, to really allow that energy to flow through you and not try to control you. You know, we feel so much that very often we are controlled by the emotions that come in and out of us. And so at an emotional, energetic level, if we can release that and question every emotion that we have, in fact, one of the things that really made a huge difference wasn't even so much the questioning, but to really notice. And that's how I started the opening up process, is, you know, let me this day notice all of the emotions that pass through me. And help me understand what is mine and what is not mine. So I'm not really judging each emotion, but I do want to know. I want to know and I want to see. What are those emotions? What is it that I'm seeing and what belongs to me? And I'll be really honest with you, because I mean, I think, but for those of you that know me, you'll know that I'm the first person to be vulnerable, and I will tell you exactly the way I am. For those who are new to me, it might be very odd to get on a call where you're learning something and someone is saying that I'm not the guru and I'm flawed and I'm learning. The second that I said this and started that process of let me recognize, oh my goddess, I was literally flooded with the mental data of how many emotions I was processing per second. You know, I'd go to the mall and it was really overwhelming, and it took a lot for me to really stay focused with it. A lot of deep breathing. Just for me to recognize that I had no idea how many things were floating through me until I asked to really see them. Excuse me, Nina Water. I had no idea, and I bet you have no idea how much you are actually processing at an energetic level in any given moment. And it was really overwhelming, and I almost stopped it right then. I almost went back into the shutdown mode and just said, this is too much. I'm going back to shut down. But the problem is, once you open that door, it's amazing how much clarity occurs, how much clearer it is that you have been spending a lifetime of energy managing this stuff underneath the surface. You know, and that once I was able to release a lot of that, and let me tell you, I haven't perfected it. I'm still working on it. But once I started to release the control and the stoppers and the protections and all of the things that I built out and just noticed, a great deal of energy was released so that I could actually have the power to clean a lot of that stuff out. But by me not recognizing it and me shutting it down, I was spending all my energy on that rather than releasing it. And it was really holding me back. It was really holding me back from who I'm meant to be, you know, in this lifetime, in this moment, And it helped me start to claim the emotions that were truly mine and the emotions that I was taking on from others. And so that's how I started. And maybe that's a great place for you guys to start. Maybe you've already passed this place. But I really started just noticing, just in the noticing. And that was really a powerful thing for me. Was not to judge it, not to try to fix it, but just simply wake up and notice what was going through me. And then the secondary part is once I really went through that, oh my gosh, flooding of emotions, then I was able to say, okay, now I'm noticing all of this stuff. Now I want to notice the ones that I'm hanging on to. Now I want to notice the things that I'm claiming as mine that aren't. Help me notice and help me observe where I'm feeling other people's shit. where where am I holding on to it? And talk about a whole nother energetic level. And so now when I'm going into a situation where I know I'm going to have a lot of people around me, instead of going in and intentionally blocking it out, I actually intentionally open myself up wider. It's like if you make your receptors really tiny, so you're only receiving a teeny tiny little bit, and the same flow of energy is coming through it, imagine how much energy is getting stuck on you because it can't go through that little pinprick of a hole. Now imagine that you take that little pinprick of a hole and you widen it just a little bit, and you see how much more energy can flow through you and how much less is stuck to you. And then you open it up a little bit wider and you see how much less is stuck to you at the end of the day. And then you open it as wide as you can possibly do at your level of consciousness. And you see how much less you have had to process simply by allowing it to flow through you rather than having it stuck to you. I got to tell you, being an empath right now, I just felt like so many ahas on the line. I can't even tell you, like, oh my gosh, that was it. And so, you know, some of the people on the line here are business owners. And what this means in your business is a whole other thing. You know, being an empath in business, that's a whole other set of rules. You know, many people worry about having that sales conversation and entering into that money conversation. I mean, I hear it every day. Talk about, you know, they worry about playing a bigger game and meeting people and getting people on their list and enrolling people and then selling to people, and marketing to people, and for an empath, all of those things take on a whole nother emotional level because the more people we connect with, the more emotions we have to process. And when we go into that sales conversation or into that marketing conversation, guess what we feel? We feel the other person's anxiety on the other end of the line or across from us. We feel that, and we think that it's ours, and some of it is ours, and then we're reverberating back and forth. And it's like this energetic spiral that happens. We bring our emotions, and then we translate and transmute that emotion onto them. We send that out to them, and then we pick up on theirs, and we send it back to them at that same level. So yeah, as a business person, as an empath, that opening up wide and letting it pass through you is even more important. that not taking the responsibility on for that other person's emotions becomes even more important and more critical that you allow that to flow through you. I know we're going to be doing some of that at my live event, but the really cool thing about that is we're going to be practicing some of the stuff that allows that to go through you. So I want you to practice that, like in your business. I want you to really concentrate. Let's say you're having a conversation with someone, and it gets to that point where you guys both know you're going to invite them for something. And you start feeling that anticipation from them. Open wider. Feel that anticipation. Take it into you and say, how can I transmute this energy of anticipation, of anxiety, of whatever it is you're feeling? How can I slow this conversation down enough so that I have the time to take that energy and change it into something really supportive, into something that will really, really not come from that energy, but from the energy of love and service? Take that pause and understand that as an empath, you are a really powerful energy worker. And if you're feeling the anxiety and you're feeling, you know, whatever it is from the other person, it is your responsibility to slow it down enough to see and to question that energy and maybe even tell them, I'm feeling some anxiety from you. What is that about? You know, sometimes it's like we feel that and we do that shutdown that I talked about. Instead of opening up wider to it and really exploring it. So your task as an empath is to explore and question, to notice, explore, and question. In life, during your day, sometimes I feel joy from people. And you know what? I don't mind if that joy sticks around a little. I don't mind if I take that energy on as my own. But I do question it. Where's this joy coming from? Not that it always matters. You know, if we really want to get even more spiritually advanced, we can say that it's all the same energy and it all belongs to all of us and we're all one and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's true. But let's take it back a notch and let's not claim the stuff that isn't being generated by us. So right now, you know, I'm feeling almost complete. I know we haven't gone very far, so I think what I'd love to do is if you have a question or would like to say something, just press *6 and that will unmute your line. And I'll just open it up and I'll see if you guys have any input, any insights, any questions. You know, one of the funny things. And if you unmute, just say hi and start talking. I'm going to keep talking, but when you're ready, do it. It was really funny because as I was setting up the call, I had an incredible amount of people just say, you know, I'm good for the recording, and I was laughing because it's so like a group of empaths to not want to come on live. Experience the energy for whatever reason, you know, might have been busy or whatever, but I was really laughing at that, at how many people I'll be sending this recording to for one reason or another. But I want to remind you that even if you're listening to this recorded, you're still receiving all the energy that's on this call. You are always receiving as an empath. It happens whether you want to or not.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Stacy?
Yes. Hi. Who's this?
It's Andrea.
Hi. How are you?
Andrea Scott. Good.
Hi, Andrea.
Thank
How
you
are you
so
doing?
Much. there's just so much here. I guess the biggest piece for me is the awareness of, it's almost like I've been seeing this being an empath as almost as a curse.
Yeah.
And shifting to the place of seeing is that it's a tool, that I'm a gift in that I can transmute energy from what does not serve to transmute it to something that serves.
Mm-hmm.
It is so powerful.
Yeah.
Because I've just been living in that, oh, it's a curse, and so I have to protect myself from it, to protect myself from other people's energy, et cetera, et cetera.
It's exhausting to do that. It's exhausting to protect yourself all of the time. And, yeah, it was a curse for me, too. And it's exhausting to exert that much energy into protecting yourself from your own very nature, because that's truly what you're doing. You're not really protecting yourself from other people's energy. You're protecting, you're denying the way that you are meant to function on this planet.
Yeah. I felt like it's interesting you say that, because I've become aware of how I've been doing that in other areas in terms of denying who I really am. So it doesn't surprise me. But just to see it as an opportunity to be more of who I am in order to do what I'm called to do.
Right. Yeah, that's a big shift. Is there anything I can do to help you right now in that shift?
Well, I guess when you're saying it's about it being exhausting, protecting from other people, et cetera, but just you're saying, at one point you're saying about allowing the energy to flow through me and not be controlled by the energy.
Yeah.
How do you do that consciously? Like, how do you allow this energy to flow through?
Yeah. So, for me, honestly, I kind of have trained myself to use a deep breath as a tool to make sure that I was opening. Because I noticed that, sometimes when I'm in that resisting state, my breath gets real shallow. I sometimes even forget that I'm breathing. So it's truly, okay, slow down, take a deep breath. And it starts with the noticing. You're not going to open up overnight, but where you can start, like I said, is just notice the emotions that are coming in. Just notice all of that energy that's flowing all around you, and just ask for that. Like, for today, show me the emotions that are, flooding around me. Let me see them. And there's going to be that natural point where you're going to want to shut down even harder, because it's like, blinding light. But just start from that, beginner's mind, and really just say, okay, I just want to observe. Like, I just want to sit in on this lecture. I'm not going to take notes. I'm just going to observe what's going on. And then once you see everything that's going on, then the next step really is, okay, I see all of this. Let me see which ones I'm holding on to. And then, every time you feel an emotion, you're just questioning. It's such a practice. And you feel that emotion, then you take that deep breath and go, I'm open. I'm open to releasing this. You know, and for everybody, something works differently. For me, it's the breath. For some people, it's that, like, you give yourself a shower or a wash and just wash it through you. You know, for others, it's like that image that I gave of, like, you know, you have this really small pinprick and you just make it a little wider and allow a little more energy to flow through and just graduate yourself up further and further. Do any of those things sound helpful?
Yeah, no, that does. I'm taking a deep breath. Yeah.
Yeah, the deep breath is like a physical reminder for me to open up my heart. And to be really present with the moment instead of tied up in the stories.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is anyone else? And you know what? If you want to go ahead and remute, you do the star six again, I think. I think. So if anyone else wants to chime in, please do. You know, it's just, it's really interesting because... You know, and I was talking to about this with my coach. Actually, on Friday, I sat down and said, you know, I'm doing this call on Monday. And, you know, I'm really interested as to why I'm being called to do this. And, you know, my spiritual coach gets this wise, knowing grin on her face. It's like, she, you know, she knows the answer, but she's waiting for me to figure it out. You know, like the great coaches do, where you're like, oh, okay, what do I need to figure out? What's the answer here? And she just looked at me. She's like, well, what about this? Is it that you need to deepen in yourself? You know, maybe this you're being called to share this information. What is it that you need to learn in this? And for me, you know, it's even admitting that I'm an empath. And that I've been practicing this and I've been growing into this, for me, that's a real edge. Like, this call was really frightening to me because I don't want to be like some crazy woo-woo person. You know, I don't want to be seen as that. And the resistance I was coming up with is like, yeah, but this isn't really, you know, what I coach. This isn't really my thing. Like, am I going to, you know, sell a product of this? Where is this going? What is the logical reason for this? And there really wasn't one. It was truly just an exercise for me to be able to show up and be a service to people who I know are in a lot of pain. Because I myself have been in a lot of pain around this piece for a lifetime. And it's like we don't, yeah, these are the things that we are naturally good at, but, you know, as kids, we're not really taught how to manage it. So we, you know, absolutely shut that down. Because it's a lot. But as we expand and as we progress, it is impossible and it is deeply uncomfortable to stay in that place of shutdown. And it becomes actually impossible to do it at some point. And then we're called to expand into what we're supposed to be. And if we don't, we spend our lives really uncomfortable. Because we deny that part of ourselves that is so magical.
Hi, Stacey.
You know, hi, who's this?
This is Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I have a question.
Okay, cool.
I am currently living in a difficult situation, which will be over in a couple of months. But the amount of negative energy
mm-hmm.
has just become so overwhelming for me. I'm having trouble functioning.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I've tried the shutting down, and after listening to you, I understand how I'm now hanging on to all this anger and all this sadness and all this fear that's going on. And it's not like I can avoid the situation, because even when I'm the only one in the home, the energy is still here.
Yeah.
And I'm really just maybe looking for tips on how to deal with this for the next couple of months. Because
yeah.
It's really kind of poisoning me.
It is.
You know, and I don't know how much of it is mine and how much of it is the other person's. And
yeah.
But I wake up depressed every day.
Yeah.
And I'm generally a happy person.
Yeah. So when I'll say this, it doesn't matter whose it is. It's energy is energy.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're surrounded by this energy, whether it's emanating from you or another person, it doesn't matter, because it's not helping you, is it?
No, not at all.
And so, you know, I have to ask you what you are doing right now to nurture and to release.
I've been doing a lot of meditating, a lot of journaling, a lot of breathing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel like I get myself clear, and then I feel like I just get hit with a wall of it again.
Yeah. So it just... So tell me about how you feel when you're clear. Like when you just come out of a nice journaling session or a nice meditation.
I feel hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And calm and clear on the things, the next steps, the things that I need to do. I feel better. I feel clean.
Mm-hmm.
And light.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels really good. I could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to this beautiful place of clarity and lightness, and then you enter back into that same environment where the other energy is flowing around.
Right.
And you're wide open, because here's the thing. We do naturally open ourselves up when we are at our most connected. So when you're fully connected with Source, which is what happens like when we meditate and, you know, we write, we connect with our inner selves, right?
Yes.
We connect with the universe and with Source and whatever you want to call it. That's our highest self. And you come from this place of clarity and hopefulness and that's truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you step back into the flow, and you're in this open state because you're wide open, and this other flow starts coming in, and it doesn't feel as good as that flow. And then you shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And the really funny thing is flow is flow. So if you're shutting off the flow of any energy, whether you deem it as good or bad, you're shutting off the flow of all energy. The connected energy and the not connected energy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. This has been really enlightening for me, because I'm seeing now how I'm trapping this energy inside of me.
Yeah. So you're trapping it inside in that instant, and you're also disconnecting from Source.
Mm-hmm.
Because you turn the faucet off. It either flows or it doesn't flow. And that's something I really didn't go into, so I so appreciate you bringing that up. Energy flows. It doesn't discern whether it's, quote, good energy or bad energy. Energy is energy, and if you shut off the flow to one, you shut off the flow to all of it.
Okay. Okay, I see that.
Yeah, so what do you think that you could do differently? What What do you think you can
I need to stop trying to block this other energy and just let it move.
Yeah. I mean,
and
honor
not,
it.
And not claim it as my own, because I think that's what I do. I claim it as my own.
Yeah.
And then I do. I get stuck in the stories and in the...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just open it back up. Say, yeah. You know what? I shut down my flow. Let's open that back up. Let's open wider. Yeah, I feel it all over my body. You got it.
Okay. Yeah. I do have it.
Cool, Marcy. It takes practice. You just go try it.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So yeah, energy is energy. It's all part of the universal flow. And, you know, when we translate it and we give it a label of, you know, whatever it is and however it feels, we get confused that that's all there is. So the universal flow is empaths. We're really sensitive to that. We're so sensitive to the flow of energy because that's what is naturally attracted into us. And so, you know, not only do we have, are we sponges and it naturally comes into us, and we have that natural ability to translate it and transmute it, you know, we also are really sensitive to the flow of coming in and out. So we have to make sure that we're not in our efforts to protect ourselves and shut ourselves down, that we're not shutting ourselves down from the universal flow at the same time. So is anyone else on the line? Does anyone else on the line like some support? Did I say that correctly? I don't know where the words came, but I think you got it. Anyone else would like some support while we're here? Okay. So I want to thank you and honor you all for being here on this call. We're coming up on the hour. Feel free to message me on Facebook or send me an email and let me know your thoughts. For those of you that are listening into the recording, if you have questions, send them to me. I'll answer what I can, what I'm capable of. I'll tell you my experiences. I don't know all of the answers, but I certainly do hope that there was something in this today that was useful to you, that helped in some way, that in some way I was capable of being a service, and that hopefully my guides can stop hounding me to do a free call on empathy. So, hang on. Oops. All right, so you're unmuted, and I just want to honor you and say thank you for being here. Again, if you need anything else, just let me know. Message me or email me. And I honor you all. I want to just give you great, big, deep hugs and loving energy coming to your way. So open to receive it, okay? Namaste.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're
welcome. Katie. You're welcome. Bye, guys.